From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with Americans preparing to receive their first vaccinations for COVID-19. America is poised to become the fourth country to deploy the Pfizer-BioNTech jab, with authorization still pending for the use of Moderna's vaccine too. But the task will be enormous, securing sufficient vaccine for the entire population, distributing it, and overcoming skepticism among large numbers of people. That was on the mind of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday.
We have to hit 75% to 85% of the population for the vaccine to be effective. We have 50% of the population saying they won't take the vaccine. That's a problem.
He plans a major public education campaign, although, as we've already seen, Americans don't always respond to those. That's one of the reasons why this week saw record numbers of COVID-19 deaths, more than 3,000 in a single day on Wednesday. Dr. Robert Redfield heads the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
In the United States today, COVID-19 now is the leading cause of death, surpassing heart disease and other causes of death.
He says the country is on track to lose at least another 180,000 lives to COVID-19 in the next 60 days alone. From the White House this week, silence on the pandemic, but President Trump continued his quest to overturn the outcome of the presidential election. Although behind the scenes, White House staff have now been told to prepare for the transition to Joe Biden's administration. The president-elect unveiled his strategy for combating COVID-19.
Masking, vaccinations, opening schools. These are the three key goals for my first 100 days.
That plan developed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, now his chief medical advisor. He also made a raft of other key appointments this week. In Britain, the first person to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval of the Pfizer jab, 90-year-old Margaret Keenan.
Hopefully it'll help other people come along and do as I did. Trying to do the best to get rid of this terrible thing.
Brexit talks between the UK and the European Union ran into so much trouble that Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned people to prepare for a no-deal Brexit. That was after a seemingly fruitless dinner with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels. Israel and Morocco decided to establish diplomatic relations this week, ending decades of enmity between them. The White House hailed the deal. President Trump controversially recognized Morocco's sovereignty over the disputed territory of the Western Sahara. One of Britain's best-loved actresses died. Barbara Windsor was 83. She had Alzheimer's disease. A priceless and mischievous stage sensation, she was accurately called by The Guardian. She found fame in the Carry On films of the 1960s and on the BBC soap opera EastEnders later in life. She was a firecracker. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Traders on Wall Street this week will be keeping a close eye on the progress of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in the US, and the markets will be waiting to see yet again whether Congress can strike a deal on coronavirus relief. From FSN's business desk in New York, Will Denzelow reports.
For months, efforts have been underway sorting out the logistics of a COVID-19 vaccine rollout. This week, traders on Wall Street will be watching for any snags in its execution. Investors will also be watching COVID-19 case rates. New York City is set to suspend indoor dining Monday in what is another setback in the nation's efforts to rebuild the economy. Jobless claims figures out last week hit its highest number since September, and this data will be in focus again on Thursday, amid fears that rising coronavirus rates will continue to hurt hiring.
President-elect Joe Biden confirmed that he's selected Katherine Tai to be his U.S. trade representative. She's a trade lawyer currently working on Capitol Hill, but as Sarah Walton reports from FSN's New York Bureau, she will bring vast experience of dealing with China to the role.
Katherine Tai is currently chief counsel to the House Ways and Means Committee. The role would see her responsible for implementing America's trade rules, as well as negotiating new trading terms with countries around the world. Tai previously spent 7 years as a U.S. trade representative attorney, where she specialized in enforcing trade agreements with China. Tai is Chinese-American and taught English in Zhongzheng University in Guangzhou. Sarah Walton, New York.
Stories in the days ahead. The COVID-19 vaccine rollout in the US, of course. The US Electoral College meets on Monday to formalize Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. And Tunisia will mark the 10th anniversary of the events that created the Arab Spring. Those stories here and on Twitter at Feature Story. And that is The Week in Review from Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.